Wuhan 114 landed yesterday at Polokwane International Airport after a myriad of bus trips, checkpoints and a 14-hour long flight. Safety was undoubtedly a primary concern as the travellers were tested continuously along their way. One of the 114, Amy Bitterway, took us through what the journey entailed during the transit. This is Amy at one of the checkpoints.
They come into the bus and take our temperatures and tell us if we're allowed to drive on. It's a checkpoint. It's kind of like the same as our toll gates that we have in South Africa. The only difference is now they're checking if we have the virus or not. So let's see how this goes. Hopefully we can get past, but it's quite nerve-wracking.
The South Africans were required to wear medical masks at all times throughout the transit and undertook several medical checks at checkpoints. They were then delayed at the airport as they awaited the arrival of some latecomers. While waiting nervously to board, Amy shared her mixed emotions about coming home.
I'm getting very excited. I'm very tired. It's been quite a stressful day with, like, in terms of, am I going to make it on board? Am I not? But yeah, I'm starting to get excited. So hopefully we'll be boarding soon and we can start getting this whole thing moved on. I was thinking about it earlier. I'm quite concerned about going home in the sense that I don't know how people are going to react because of this whole virus thing. I mean, it's a scary thought to think that people don't want you somewhere, even if you really, really want to be somewhere. So I'm battling with those feelings, but I'm looking on the positive side. Keep it positive always. I'm going home and I get to eat biltong again. I think I'm very food driven because all I've thought about at the moment is the kind of food I'm going to eat once I'm in South Africa. But yeah, no, and it's been fun in the sense that I've made friends, talking to people in the lines and getting to know their backstories and who they are.
While boarding, the excitement among the South African passengers was palatable as the pilot welcomed them on board.
We welcome all of you on board. We came all the way here to come and collect you, and we are happy you're all on board. Please take up your seat and relax.
Touching down at Polokwane International Airport, the Wuhan 114 still had no idea where they were headed. The passengers disembarked after undergoing medical examinations aboard the aircraft. Several waved towards the arrival section and viewing deck where scores of journalists were gathered. Most were carrying a few belongings after Chinese authorities enforced strict cargo hold conditions before they left Wuhan Airport. While queuing on the tarmac as they waited to board the buses, health officials examined several of them and their bags. South Africans were escorted to the ranch resort 25 kilometers outside Polokwane, where they received a touching welcome from staff and officials.
And we have arrived. Look at this. We have the staff. That's amazing. Oh. Oh, this is so great. This is where we will be staying for the next 21 days.
They will remain quarantined for the next 21 days. Reporting from Polokwane, I'm Graham Hoskin. Editing and sound design by Paige Muller. A special thanks to Amy Bitterway for sharing her journey with us.